And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Thank you, Donald Trump. That's right. There's at least one good thing that has come out of Trump's disastrous behavior, and it has shed light on the true dangers of autocratic rule and how it's undermining our democracy. And the lessons apply right here in Northumberland. There's a new book that is a must-read if we want to better understand the decline of democracy. It's called How Democracies Die, and it's for anyone who gives a damn about our country and our community. How Democracies Die is by two Harvard professors and based on 20 years of research. I've had a chance to review it and want to point out just how relevant it is to our local politics. The book states that the decline of democracy is the most important issue facing our future, more important than climate change, war, racism, and the decline is not a sudden fall off a cliff problem. It is a slow weakening, a whimpering demise of our democratic institutions. Justice, law enforcement, free press, voter participation. Hell, Northumberland just lost a chunk of free press with the loss of Northumberland Today. A clear sign that it's happening here. The book sets out a litmus test that helps identify autocratic rule before it becomes too ingrained. The authors apply four warning signs that all citizens can look for in local politics. If a politician tests positive on any of these, we should be concerned and take action. The first sign, the number one indication that local politics is in decline, is when politicians appear to reject democratic rules. Uh-oh. What could be more undemocratic than not allowing a question and answer period? And we know that's just the tip of the iceberg. The second sign is, do politicians deny the legitimacy of their opponents? Once again, did not Mayor Brockenier dismiss the legitimacy of a citizen who had made a delegation regarding his potential conflict of interest? And he did it with a snide remark that he knew more about conflict of interest than she would ever know. And Mayor Coombs delegitimized the deputy mayor when he did not fully inform her on financial matters. This is all undermining democracy. The third litmus test probably doesn't apply in our community yet, but it's rampant within the autocracy of Donald Trump. It is the tolerating, even encouraging, of violence. But the fourth does apply. That's when politicians attempt to curtail the civil liberties of citizens and opposition, including discouraging open debate, citizen opposition, free press, and a lack of transparency and accountability, all hidden behind a facade of complexity, legal bafflegab, and self-serving consultants' reports. It happens here all the time. Donald Trump tests positive on all four factors. And I would say that some, if not all, our local politicians test positive on at least three of the four measurements. And that's not good. And it doesn't bode well for democracy that we leave behind for our children and our grandchildren. Perhaps the question is, will democracy die before we do? Or will we do something to ensure that it survives long after we're gone? Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.